My guest at this time is Joe Mantegna. He's a Tony Award-winning actor who has also found a great deal of success in the movies and on television. You may know him most recently from a long and successful run on the television program Criminal Minds. However, on Sunday, for the 10th consecutive year, he and fellow actor Gary Sinise will be co-hosting the National Memorial Day concert on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. And he joins us now to talk a little bit about his involvement in that and what we can expect in this year's program. And Joe, it's great to have you back again.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
What does it mean to you to be doing this now for 10 straight years?
Well, actually, I've been doing it for 13 years. Gary and I have been co-hosting it for 10, but I started 13 years ago when my dear friend Charlie Durning brought me in. And then 3 years into it, I knew Gary would be such an incredible fit for this concert when I asked him to participate with us, and he did, and said at the time, Joe, as long as you want me to be back, I'll be here. And so we've been co-hosting it together now since then. And for me, it's really the most important thing I do every year. I mean, it really has become that, because it's, for me, it's the best possible way for someone to understand why we have Memorial Day and why Memorial Day is so important. I think if a person invested 90 minutes out of their Memorial Day weekend to just watch this program, they'll come away with understanding why we set aside this day as a holiday, and why I think it's the most important holiday we celebrate in this country. Because it's the holiday that provides the ability to have the other holidays, if you think about it. Without the sacrifices of the military over since our inception, there would be no United States of America. So that's why it's so important.
Joe, I know appreciation for the military runs deep in your family. You talked about that with us a little bit last year. Remind our listeners about your family's involvement in uniform.
Well, my father was hospitalized throughout in entire World War II with tuberculosis. So he was literally in the hospital for 3.5 years. But his brother and then my mother's, all four of my mother's brothers were all in World War II and all combat veterans, all five of them. And they were very influential in my life because my dad was somewhat handicapped throughout his life and died at a fairly young age. And so these men were very strong male role figures in my life. And yet none of them really talked much about their experiences in the war. And it wasn't until later, and partly when I got involved with the Memorial Day concert, even 13 years ago, especially with my Uncle Willie, the last one to pass away, when they would open up and recount their experiences. And it really had an impact on me. It made me realize, even on a personal level, what my family had to go through, what my grandmother had to go through, knowing all four of her sons were, away in foreign lands, not knowing if they're going to come back, and there are millions of stories like that. I mean, that's my story, but there's millions like it. So it made me realize, wow, this is something, and these stories have been told ever since the American Revolution, and are being told today, with people, still, our military is still standing guard all over the world, trying to preserve and protect what we have in this country, this rare and beautiful thing that what our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence is based on.
Joe, I know that this concert is a very special moment for you every year, but you just talked about your family's very close connection to World War II, as many American families did. A big part of this year's program will be the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Tell us a little bit about what's on tap for that and what it means to you, given your connection to that, to be part of it.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely focus on that as certainly in a portion of the program. And when you think about it, when you think of it in those terms, that it's the 70th year since the end of it, what it makes you realize is that there can't be that many more surviving members who were participants in it. In other words, it'd have to be. You're talking about people who are going to be most well into their 90s. And so they're losing thousands and thousands every day. So there's going to come a time when there's going to actually be no living person who was alive, during that conflict. But yet it had such a major impact on world history. And so it's important that we spotlight it, that we focus on it, that we never forget, and that we always tell the story, and that we always honor the sacrifices made at that time. Because literally, had things gone another way, the world would not be as it is today. It would be a whole different ballgame, And I mean, evil could have triumphed, but it didn't. And it was only due to the sacrifices that millions have made throughout the world, not just in this country, but throughout the world. And so these things happen, you know, unfortunately. I would love to be able to say, you know, hey, we can cancel Memorial Day because, you know, we don't need it anymore. But that's, unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to happen in the foreseeable future.
Joe, a couple other things that will be profiled extensively in the program are American heroes who are disabled for life, as well as Gold Star children, meaning they lost one or more parents as a result of war. And I would imagine most of those are in the more recent wars.
We'll have individuals who will recount the stories of, the, of these children, and you know, and as you can imagine, that's an ultimate sacrifice when a parent has had to give up their life, knowing that they had a child, and yet they put themselves in harm's way, so that we, the rest of us in this country, could, you know, have the lives we want and live and live the good life and be able to live in this. With the freedoms and protections and the advantages we have in this country. So being able to focus on those children will be a very important and, I'm sure, very moving aspect of the program.
A couple more questions for Joe Mantegna about this year's National Memorial Day concert in our remaining time here. And Joe, obviously, many Americans now have a great appreciation for the military. It wasn't that way a couple of generations ago. As we get to a point now where we're essentially entirely out of Iraq and we're winding down in Afghanistan, how important is it now to keep the focus on those heroes who have given everything when it's not in the headlines every day?
Well, that's it, because, you know, we have, and again, this is something we'll focus on in the concert, we have over 4 million wounded veterans, you know, in this country right today. We certainly added greatly to that total with this past conflict. You know, with the advances we've had in medical care, that's the good news. The bad news is it created so many more, you know, the walking wounded, and many of them obviously not even walking, but just it's an incredible problem. And it's easy to forget when the conflict's over to say, okay, let's get everything back to normal. But what is normal? You know, for them, there'll never be a normal. And so, no, we can never lose focus of that. And as we found out with 9/11, in one afternoon, one incident can happen that turns the whole planet around, that just changes everything. Now, all of a sudden, the people that perhaps not are in your immediate consciousness of, the, in terms of, well, the military, well, they have nothing to do right now. They're, you know, they're kind of like standing watch. But in one second, something can change, and next thing you know, your people are fighting for their lives and their way of life. So we can't forget that. We have to always be vigilant. We always have to be, you know, caring for those who are doing this difficult task for us.
And finally, Joe, when folks finish watching on Sunday, what do you hope they take away from the program?
I think what I hope they take away is what I took away from it 13 years ago, which was, now I understand why we have Memorial Day and why this holiday is so important. To me, it's the most important holiday we celebrate because it provides the other holidays. So they should come away with it knowing that we have this incredible debt of gratitude to our military, and hopefully personally they'll be able to say to themselves, well, maybe when given the opportunity, I'll do what I can do, whether it's visiting, you know, veterans in a hospital or just saying thank you to when I see a person in uniform, or just being more, you know, understanding and you know, just improving my consciousness as to what it means to be, to have been served my country in this way.
Joe, once again, we just want to let folks know that the National Memorial Day concert airs Sunday, May 24th, between 8 and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time from the West Front of the U.S. Capitol. It can be watched on PBS. Congratulations again for this being your 13th year and your 10th year co-hosting alongside Gary Sinise.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Acclaimed actor Joe Mantegna, again co-host of the National Memorial Day concert, Sunday night, 8 to 9:30 on PBS. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.